You're listening to SBS News.
The United States is moving to toughen testing requirements for international travelers for vaccinated and unvaccinated people amid further spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention aims to require all air travelers to the U.S. to be tested for COVID-19 within a day of boarding their flight. At Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C., travelers and relatives like D.C. residents Swati Kuthiala and Ambarish Kulkami say they support the new mandate.
I work in healthcare, so I do think that it's very important to consistently and continuously update the testing mandate, especially for international travel when there's still some kind of confusion as to how the new variant will turn out. So absolutely, we both agree. We got tested. We are ready for our booster. So we agree with the state mandate, the new state mandate.
In New York City, from big Wall Street banks to corner grocery stores, all private employers now have to require their workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In the most sweeping vaccine mandate of any state or big city in the U.S., Mayor Bill de Blasio says all New York City employers will have to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for their workers by the 27th of December.
Look, this is how we put health and safety first, by ensuring that there is a vaccine mandate that reaches everyone universally in the private sector. A lot of folks in the private sector have said to me they believe in vaccination, but they're not quite sure how they can do it themselves. Well, we're going to do it. We're going to do this so that every employer is on a level playing field. One universal standard starting December 27th. We're going to be working with businesses all over the city. And that's almost 200,000 businesses that are not already covered by the Key to NYC guidelines right now.
He says the new mandate aims to prevent a sharp rise in coronavirus infections during the holiday season and the colder months.
It's not something we can't handle. We have the tools, but we have to use those tools aggressively, and we have to move quickly. And that's why I describe the actions we're taking today as a preemptive strike. Get ahead of this problem before it deepens and use the thing that works, vaccination. We can talk about all the other tools, and we will. But vaccination is the central weapon in this war against COVID. It's the one thing that has worked every single time across the board.
Mr. de Blasio said he expects the new mandate to survive any legal challenges. Mark Jaffe, president of the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce, which includes some 30,000 businesses, big and small, said he supports the tightened measures.
This is for the health and public safety, to keep the economy growing, to keep tourists feeling safe when they come here. We don't want to be a headline. New York City leads the nation in COVID. We don't want to lead the nation in COVID rates, and this is an important step.
New York City's averaging just under 2,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day, up from about 820 a day at the start of November. To the UK, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government will not change its coronavirus guidance until it sees, in his words, exactly how dangerous the Omicron variant of the virus turns out to be.
I don't think that we need to change the overall guidance and advice we're giving about Omicron in this country. We're still waiting to see exactly how dangerous it is, what sort of effect it has in terms of deaths and hospitalizations.
Although he refused to guarantee that no additional restrictions would come into effect, the Prime Minister did say this coming Christmas would be better than the last.
I said, I think, many times now that I think that this Christmas will be considerably better than last Christmas.
To Russia, which has confirmed the first two cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant in the country in travelers who returned from South Africa. A public health agency says 10 people recently tested positive for COVID-19, but the new variant was only confirmed in two cases so far, with other samples still being analyzed. Russia restricted entry for all foreigners traveling from countries in southern Africa and required all Russian nationals returning from South Africa or neighboring countries to quarantine for 14 days because of the Omicron variant. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says he is very disappointed in the approach several countries have taken over the coronavirus.
I have personally really been disappointed in the approach that the rich countries have taken on the issue of vaccines. Firstly, they hoarded vaccines. They ordered more vaccines than their populations required. And when we wanted vaccines, they just kept, you know, giving us the crumbs from their table. And the greed that they demonstrated is something that is quite, quite disappointing indeed, particularly when they say they are our partners, because our lives in Africa are just as important as their lives in Europe, in North America, and all over.
Croatia has also confirmed its first two cases of the new Omicron variant in the country. Health officials say they are trying to establish the source of infection, as the two people involved had not traveled abroad. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.